வந்தே ஜகத்குரும்
நமோஸ்து தே வியாச விஷால புத்தே குலாரவிந்தாயத பத்ர நேத்ர ஏன த்வயா பாரத தைல பூர்ணா பிரஜ்வாலிதோ ஞானமய பிரதீபஹ நமோ நம. குட் மார்னிங், குட் ஆஃப்டர்நூன் ஃப்ரம் வேர் எவர் யூ ஆர் ஜாயினிங். குட் ஈவினிங், வெல்கம் டு த பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸ். வி ஆர் ஸ்டார்டிங் வித் த 13th சாப்டர் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா. 13 இன் சம்ஸ்கிருத இஸ் கால்ட் எஸ் த்ரயோதஷ அத்தியாய. 13th திஸ் சாப்டர், த 11th சாப்டர் வேர் இட் ஃபினிஷஸ், த 12th சாப்டர் ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் வேர் த 12th சாப்டர் த ஐடியா ஹேஸ் பின் ப்ராட் அவுட். That concept continues in the 13th chapter. We have been covering many stories in Mahabharata, story within the story. The popular one, what is called as Panchatantra stories, we hear about the stories about the animals and birds. The Panchatantra stories got the inspiration from Mahabharata. The king was there, a king in the Panchatantra story. He had children, very dull children, and whatever education he sent them to Helibari also, but it did not work for him. So what he did, he said, whoever makes my children brilliant, I will give them a prize. Vishnu Sharma, the teacher, he took the responsibility. He said, I will make your children brilliant. So he started telling many stories after stories. When the story, small stories of the animals, birds, and small stories, hearing again and again, they became brilliant. He got the inspiration from Mahabharata. Mahabharata conveys the profound messages in the form of stories also. Many stories are there, stories within the story. What you cannot find in Mahabharata cannot be found anywhere. The Mahabharata, so profound, the text, it conveys the all dimensions of our life, whatever we need. Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. What is Dharma, what is right, and what is the wealth, how to acquire the wealth, and what is desire. If you do not have a right desire, it will wreck you. In pursuit of making money, we see many politicians, many prime ministers also, in the pursuit of making, earning the wealth, they take the wrong desires, greedy, and they end up in jail. Kama and moksha. Yes, acquire the wealth. What type of wealth you have to acquire so that it will free you? That is the moksha. Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha, all four dimensions is touched upon. And moreover, it is the centerpiece of Mahabharata Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself. The composer, nobody, 100,000 shlokas in one lifetime, we cannot cover 100,000 shlokas. Reading itself is a challenge, but the flow. And the many TV serials started, the Home and Away series, whatever in Australia, what is started, where, no connection. After few years, they totally change the track. Whereas Mahabharata, the flow is continuous. The same rhythm, same profound message is conveyed. It cannot be composed by any other than Bhagavan himself. To compose, Bhagavan himself was incarnated as Vedavyasa, and he composed this Mahabharata. It is a humanly impossible the scripture, and it has 18 chapters, 18 sections in Mahabharata. Bhagavad Gita has 18 chapters. 18 indicates Bhagavan, Purushottama. 18 is the God that represents numerologically. 18 means the Supreme Lord. In the 12th chapter, he talked about 18. How to do the devotion to the 18? You can reach 18. 18 indicates one is Ya, and 8 means Jaya. The always victorious is Bhagavan. How to get him, how to be victorious, 18 means Bhagavan. So, and what is 17? What is 16? And what is limiting 16? 16 is Jiva. What is limiting Jiva to get to 18? It is touched upon in this chapter, 13th chapter. In the in the Mahabharata, Bhishmacharya is giving advice to in the lying in the reclining on the bed of arrows, and Shri Krishna said, Yudhishthira said, because of me, I killed my grandfather, my teachers, my brother. I am responsible. He was claiming that one, that I would rather go to forest and take sannyasa. After the war, once everything is done, now I am not interested. It has no meaning. Like Ashoka won the war and he renounced everything. It's no more war, peace. And he became a messenger of peace. A messenger of peace, and Bharata and Jainism, after winning everything, he renounced. And Yudhishthira also was saying, I want to give up everything and go to forest. The Shri Krishna and everyone advised him, but he could not be convinced. Then he said, let us ask the opinion of the other side. If your grandfather, what he says, he will advise. And Shri Krishna took Yudhishthira to Bhishmacharya. Yudhishthira was very reluctant to go near Bhishmacharya. He was feeling very scared within. Bhishmacharya said, oh son, please come. You have done, nothing wrong has been done by you. And Bhishmacharya, when Shri Krishna said, please advise him, Bhishmacharya said, I don't have any energy. I am without food. And when I fell down, only I had water. After that, my mouth is tongue is parched, no energy. Shri Krishna said, I touched him. He said, hunger and thirst won't affect you anymore. And you will regain your memory. You will regain your strength. Saying so, then Bhishma said, I feel young now. I feel young. And Krishna said, we will come back tomorrow morning. So, Bhishmacharya next day morning started advising. Apadharma, many stories. One is Apadharma. Last week I talked about Vishwamitra in the 12 years of famine, and nothing was there. He was almost wanted to eat dog's meat, prohibited dog's meat, but he was saved by the gods that I touched upon. Rain came and he was saved. Once you are steadfast in your vrata, they won't allow you to get onto the wrong path. Another one Apadharma story, Bhishmacharya tells a story, another story. The children, they can listen. And once a mouse, in the evening, it wanted to get into its the hole in the forest. But the mouse saw one cat. Cat was trapped in the net. A hunter had put a net to catch the animals, and cat had got caught. And it was near its hole. It could not go. And as the mouse was running towards the hole, because a mongoose was chasing it. It was so scared, it wanted to save itself. It ran inside mongoose, but cat was there. So, and on the top of the tree, one owl was watching. Owl wanted to swoon down on this one to catch the rat also. Problem, it's a mongoose is chasing, and owl is waiting to catch this mouse. At the door, a cat is there. So scared, problem everywhere. How to do? Then it quietly entered the net of the cat and said, "Oh cat, I see you are in trouble. I want to help you. I will cut this net out so that you will be free and you will be free." Cat desperately wanted to get out. It knew that hunter would come any time and take it as the catch. So cat agreed. And mouse said, cat is an arch enemy of a mouse. Cat is an arch enemy of a mouse, but mouse said, "Let us be friends." And mouse went inside the net. Cat was saying, "Please cut it, quick, cut it." That mouse was pretending, "Yes, I am doing, wait. It started talking all stories. Cat was saying, do it quick. Mouse was doing very slowly, and till whole night. It was, I am trying my best, slowly doing his job. In the early morning, mouse saw the hunter coming. So immediately it cut the net, and as soon as it cut and cat saw the hunter, cat came off and ran out and escaped. And mouse went into its hole, and in the morning time, the mongoose also saw the hunter coming, it ran away. The owl in the daytime, it cannot see. So, mouse was saved from the owl. Mouse was saved from the cat. Cat also ran away, and mongoose also. So, it protected itself. So, when the hunter had gone, cat came near the hole. "Oh cat, oh mouse, my friend, please come. I want to play with you. Let us play." The mouse said, "Sorry, we don't gel together. We are arch enemies. For convenience, I became friend with you. I cannot play with you. Mouse said, "If I remain here for long, my life is in danger." When cat had gone out, it went into another hole. What it is saying, in case in the wrong situation, difficult situation, at work also or other places, you may have to do a compromise, but not sacrificing. Be mindful not to sell yourself completely. They will exploit you. Many people in the office also, to get along, they sell themselves and lose their values. Whereas mouse, it did not lose its values. It knew what it stands for. So, mouse was saved. Mouse was said, Bhishmacharya tells this one to Yudhishthira, in case of problem, in case of a dire situation, you should rule such a way that you should be able to make a compromise with your enemies. But be mindful, it is only for situation-based agreement, not for long-term. If you make a long-term agreement, you will ruin yourself. For that situation, you have made the compromise. Once that situation is over, not to compromise yourself. Come out of that one. Otherwise, you cannot rule. This is the politics we see that if it is a time bound, you should be mindful. I am friend with this person. Yes, this is a need of the hour. But that situation has gone. He or she is not a lifelong friend of yours. Be mindful. In case of emergency, you may have to make compromise, but not to do. This is a secret of how to survive through the high tides in your life. High tides, not to say they are my enemies. Yes, cat was the enemy of mouse, but emergency, what to do? Cat also wanted help and mouse also wanted help. So mutually, for the mutual benefit, made an agreement to save itself. And the Bhishmacharya tells all of us also through Yudhishthira, in case of always we do not come across the conducive situation. We have to at work also make compromise. Not to say I won't do. Sometimes you have to survey also. At workplace, if you are not a team player and always fighting, you will be thrown out. For a time being, yes, you have to make some compromise, but be aware that you are making compromise. Look out for a right situation and slip out. And that is how the teamwork. At the work also, you may not work well with your boss or your colleagues, but in a situation, remembering this story. It's a profound message for our children also. They can remember. In the class of 30, 20 people, may not be all our friends. But what to do? I'm stuck with them for this year. I can't keep on fighting. Somehow I have to finish this year. And next year, look out for a new room, new class. Okay, that is the message. From Bhishmacharya for all of us is apat dharma. Apat dharma. How to, in the difficult situation, how to save yourself. In the 12th chapter, Arjuna asked the question at the beginning. Evam satata yukta ye bhaktas tvam pariyupasate. Echapyaksharamavyaktam tesham ke yoga vittamaha. He asked the question whether I should go to you directly or through the Prakriti. Sri Krishna says, even if you go through Prakriti, you are coming to me alone, but focusing on me is the best. And he said, going through Prakriti is fraught with the challenges, pitfalls are there, and Arjuna asked the question. You said pitfalls are there. People cannot comprehend the God directly. Many of us, we cannot go to God directly. We have to go through the avenues. We have to evolve ourselves. Arjuna asked the question. In many books, first loka is not there. And if you discount the first loka, then it becomes 700 shlokas. If you include this Arjuna's question, it becomes 701 shloka in Bhagavad Gita. Arjunovacha.
Arjunovacha.
Prakatim purusham chaiva.
Prakritim purusham chaiva.
Kshetram kshetrajnyamevacha.
Kshetram kshetrajnyamevacha.
Etad veditu icchami.
Etad veditu icchami.
Jnanam jneyam cha keshava.
Jnanam jneyam cha keshava.
It's asking the question, prakriti. Prakriti means nature. Purusha means the highest. The God, prakriti and purusha, cha eva and kshetra field and knower of the field. I want to know what is prakriti, what is purusha. You talked about purusha and kshetra, kshetrajna. You talked about, I want to know what is field, what is knower of the field. Our Prashant, if he is playing a cricket, he will say the field was not good, pitch was not good, that's why we lost it. We lost the game because the pitch was not good. We did not play the game of our life well because the field we are in is a wrong field. We could not play the game of our life properly because we are in a wrong field. And the field I chose when I started, great opportunity, now nobody wants in that field. No scope in that field. What is this field? Who understands this field? People, they say in India, there is IT, there is many people from IIT also. The demand has gone, dried out. The field they chose, whatever IT, software and whatever, when they finished, the demand has dried out. Who understands this one? What is this field? I chose this one, I realized it's a wrong field. I am in a wrong field. I am put in a wrong field. I can't play the game of my life properly. You, the best in you to come out, you should be in the right field. Then only you can play the game. If the opportunity is not there, opportunity is also called as a field. The opportunity. If the opportunity is not there, I can't play the game. Two, then only forget about reaching the God. I don't know how to play the game of my life. The field itself is a wrong field. How to understand prakriti, purusha? What is this nature? And what is this purusha? Supreme God. What is kshetra? Kshetra means field. Kshetrajna. This body is a field for us. God has given this field. This body is a field. Kshetrajna, I cannot say this is my body. If I say this is my body, I should know about this body. I don't know anything about this body. If some pain is there, I will go to Dr. Devi. I think something is wrong. Can you test? If I am the owner of this one, I should know what is this one. So, I am not the owner of that one. I am not the owner of this field either. I am just staying there. I am forced to stay in this field and play. You should know you are not the owner of this field. You are just staying there. You are made to stay. If I am the owner, if I think I am the owner, I don't want to leave this field, but I am pushed out of the field also. Person dies, did not want to die, but he was evacuated. So, it says, you are not the owner also. Owner, in the previous chapter, I gave the example of atom in the nucleus. Neutron is there. Neutron can be regarded as the God. Proton is regarded as the Prakriti. Electron can be regarded as Jiva. Jiva is made to revolve. The Prakriti is changing. We are made to revolve around. It is helplessly revolving. Last, in the 12th chapter, I said how you can jump from outer orbit and come close to the neutron. To the sadhana, Bhagavad Gita talks about how you can come close to the inner orbit. Yeah, here this chapter is a very interesting chapter, very high understanding the field. First you have to learn the about the field before you understand about the God. It is Shri Krishna in the 12th chapter talks about Bhaktaste Ativame Priyaha. If you want to become a devotee, yes, you have to play the game well in your family, around in your family, in the workplace, in the community. So you have to learn in the society also. In the society also is a field, you have to mature enough. The flower is there, flower bud is there. If you deliberately make the petals to open, there is there won't be any fragrance in the flower. In the season, mango season, or in the banana in Australia, green banana, they pick up from the farm and they put a chemical such a way that by the time it reaches the shop, it is looks yellowish, ready to sell. Mango also, they put some chemical, look ripe. If you do artificially, there is no fragrance, no taste. We have to play the game such a way that you are evolved well, then only you can become a great devotee, great devotee. And Arjuna asked the question, what is Kshetra, what is Kshetrajna, what is Prakriti and Purusha? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Idam Shariram Kaunteya, Kshetramityabhidhiyate, Yetad Vetitam Prahu, Kshetrajnam Iti Tadvidaha, Idam Shariram Kaunteya, Kshetramityabhidhiyate, Yetadyo Vetitam Prahu, Kshetrajnam Iti Tadvidaha, Idam Shariram Kaunteya, O Kaunteya, O Kunti son. So compassionately Shri Krishna is talking about, O son of the Kunti, this body, Idam Shariram Kaunteya Kshetra. This is the Kshetra. We say we are going to Tirtha Kshetra, holy places. The most holiest of the places is this. Yoga is a process. Yoga is a process of understanding your own body, anatomy. Yoga asana is introduction to your own field. You can't say, I am not interested in yoga, I want to be a devotee. Shri Krishna says, you cannot understand that one unless you understand the Kshetra also. Yoga process. Before you go to a Tirtha Kshetra, we are going to Himalayas in June. Many people, they say, I am not fit enough, but I want to drag along. But Krishna says, first you have to be fit. This has to be good. If this is not good, how can you see the beauty there? The holy place, first make this one holy. That's why we had a prana pratishtapana. Prana pratishtapana, how to purify this one so that kshetra, idam shariram kaunteya, yoga asana, it is yoga is talking about the process of knowing. First know your own physiology. Not only your physiology, understand your psychology. Not only your psychology, understand your jivology. What your soul is aspiring for. And after that, understand the Supreme Lord. Yoga is a process of learning, one step by one step. Yoga, asana, yoga is not just turning and twisting. Yoga is a process of understanding the Kshetra. ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಮಾಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಮಿತ್ಯಭಿಧೀಯತೆ ಏತದ್ ವೇತಿ ತಂ ಪ್ರಾಹು ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ. ಸೊ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಲೋಲಿ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಸೇಕ್ರೆಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ. ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಇಸ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಸೇಕ್ರೆಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಯೋಗ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ದ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅಬ್ಯೂಸ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಯು ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಮಸಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಟಿಶ್ಯೂಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನಿಂಗ್, ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಮಾಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ
ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಮಾಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ
ಸರ್ವಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇಷು ಭಾರತ
ಸರ್ವಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇಷು ಭಾರತ
ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಯೋರ್ಜ್ಞಾನಂ
ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಯೋರ್ಜ್ಞಾನಂ
ಯತ್ತಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಮತಂ ಮಮ
ಯತ್ತಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಮತಂ ಮಮ.
ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಮೀ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಂ ಮಾಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಮಾಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ. ನೋ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ, ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಸರ್ವ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇಷು ಭಾರತ. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಯು, ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್, ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಐ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಒನ್, ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಐ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಒನ್. ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಮಾಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಸರ್ವ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇಷು, ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್. ಸರ್ವ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇಷು ಭಾರತ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ. ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫಿಸಿಯಾಲಜಿ, ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೈಕಾಲಜಿ, ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜಿಯಾಲಜಿ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ಓನರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್. ಒನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್, ಯತ್ ತಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಮತಂ ತದ್ ಯತ್ ತಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಮತಂ ಮಮ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಮೋರ್ ಟು ಲರ್ನ್. Understand the field. This body is a field. Why I can't play the field, game of my life? And it is not complaining somebody, knower of the field is there. Ask that question. Why did you put me in a wrong field? Not only in you, he is the knower of all fields. Knowing the knower of all fields, understanding the field is the real knowledge. Having known that one, nothing more to be known. So yoga is divine. Yoga is not just bending, turning, twisting. We are in the process of knowing this kshetra and kshetrajna. Knowing the kshetra and kshetrajna. If you want to get insight into yoga, understand that kshetra, understand the kshetrajna. Kshetra and kshetrajna, yatta jnanam matam mama. Next one. Tat kshetram.
Yachaya drik.
ಮೇಶೃಣು. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ತತ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಂ ದಟ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್ ಯಚ್ಚ ಯಾದೃಕಂ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್? What are the imperfections in the field? Vikarascha, yet vikarascha. The vikarascha, because of that one, you are in a wrong field. What are the vikara? Yatascha yatam. Sachayo yat prabhavascha from there how it is motivating others to act. And et prabhavascha, what is the influence it is putting on us? I will let you know exhaustively. Me shrunu. Here, how you are not able to play the game properly and how it is propelling you to play in exhaustively, you hear about that one. Rishibhi bahuda gitam, chando bhi vividai pritak, brahma sutra padaischaiva, hetu maddir vinischitam. It is talking about Rishibhi bahuda gitam. Rishibhi, all saints, sages, bahuda gitam, they extol the kshetra and kshetrajna. Not to say this body is useless, I don't need any kshetra, I am only about talking about the kshetrajna, the field. Not to condemn this world also. Condemn this world. World is a platform where you are playing the game. Because God is there in everyone, not to say I am not interested in field. I am only interested in the knower of the field, in which case you can't play the game. You have come here to play the game. This one extolled by rishis, chando bhim vividai pritakam. In Vedas, in various ways, it extols. In Brahma Sutra, again, talks about Brahma Sutra, talks about Kshetra and Kshetrajna. Hetu mad vinischitam. I will tell you, conclude, the Vedas, Brahma Sutras have conclusively talked about that one. Now, after that, the Prakriti, 24 qualities. 24 qualities it is talking about the Prakriti. Shri Krishna talks about 24 qualities of the Prakriti. And the same thing in the Shat Prashna Upanishad also, it is talking about, last week I touched upon, Jiva is bound by the 15 ropes. 15 ropes Jiva has been bound, and here Shri Krishna is talking about 24 ropes. How it is binding us, he is talking about 24 is Pancha Mahabhuta, 5 Mahabhuta, earth element, water element, fire element, air and ether, 5. Then Pancha Tanmatra, each element has its own special quality. Earth element known for smell, water for taste, fire for form, air for touch, ether for sound. Then Pancha Karmendriya, organs of action, hands, legs, talking, and the Payu Upastha for excretion. The Pancha Tanmatra. Then another 5 are Jnanendriya, ears, eyes, nose, your tongue and skin. Pancha Tanmatra, Pancha Jnanendriya, and 4 inner karana, equipment, manas, buddhi, ahankara and the memory. Memory 4. So, combining those 4, it becomes 24. In the Shat Prashna Upanishad talks about the 15 ropes. The jiva is bound, jiva is called as 16, 17 is Prakriti, 18 is Purusha. Jiva cannot go to 18 because jiva has turned its attention to 15. So attached to the 15, jiva's back is towards the God, so it is bound. The Prakriti binds that soul, one who is only outbound. 17 binds, Prakriti binds 16 with 15 ropes. When the jiva turns his attention to 18, Prakriti loosens the bondage. It talks about the 15 ropes. One is tanmatra, space, air, fire, pancha mahabhuta. It is talking about pancha mahabhuta to start with. Space, air, fire, water, earth, or also it is called as prithvi, ap, agni, vayu, kam. And here in Shat Prashna Upanishad combines Karmendriya and Jnanendriya as one. Whereas in Bhagavad Gita it comes as 5 plus 5, 10. Here Karmendriya and Jnanendriya 6. Then 7th one is called as Mana. Then the next one is Ahara. The 8th one is food. Type of food what we eat, it is another bondage. We are so attached to the type of food we want. If the salt is more, salt is less, we are not interested. If a bitter gourd is prepared, no, I am not interested. And we are so particular about our food. Particular food, we say, that is also one bondage. Ahara also binds. Ahara, type of food. Virya, the type of stamina you get according to the type of food you eat. Virya, the energy. If you eat tamasic food, dull food, you feel very lethargy. Virya. Then tapa. Tapa means type of thinking is according to the type of food you eat. Thinking. Thinking is that one. Mantra. Mantra means talking. What you talk according to your food, what you are thinking, you are talking the same. That is also, you might notice now many people, they are going to meet their friends, Silver Jubilee Union, 30 years classmates union. You are so thrilled to go, and class reunion, 50th year reunion, you notice this person, what he was or she was 30 years back, same. Thinking pattern, talking pattern, everything is changed, nothing has changed. Though, and you come back disappointed, why did I go? Why did I go? We think something remarkable. But the thinking is same, 30 years back how it was, and now also, after there 50 years, 60 years, thinking is the same. It has not changed. Though years are rolling, we are the same. That we say we are meeting after 10 years, 15 years, when you start talking, same cassette player. Same cassette player, mantra and karma. Karma, what the type of action you do. What you think, what you do. Loka, our possessions and property. You are thinking only, your thinking ability confined to what your property, your house, me and my family, my property, my business. Beyond that one, you can't talk. You are bound by your own world. You cannot go. That is, a Prakriti has bound you. It is not letting you to go. You are bound by, you put a fence around you. You are thinking only about your property, your investment, and you are bound in that confinement. Within that fence, you can't go out of that fence. You have put that fence. Loka nama, nama means name. I am so attached to my name. My name, my designation, my title. I am the director. I am so proud of my title. I don't want to go out of the title. If somebody says, why are you abusing me? I don't want to ruin my name. I'm so attached to my name. I'm so attached to the title. Attached. We are so attached in the bureaucrats. If you talk to them, you don't know who you are talking with. You have to respect me. They talk about. They say, you have to respect me. My designation, my title, that loka, they are in their own name and fame. Shraddha, another one is the 15th one is called Shraddha. The belief, my belief may be silly, but I believe in my belief. I don't want to change my belief. However good is the other person is telling you, they don't want to change. You would have noticed you are telling your children, do this one. But they say, I know what is good. I don't want to do. The children ask any teenagers and youths. They say, I know what I am doing. You are a old school. I know what I am doing. They don't want to change. Though good things are told, they don't want to change. These are the 15 fences. And Jiva is caught in that one. Jiva is day in and day out, is happily marrying with these 15 ropes, doesn't even know that it is bound. So Prakriti is bound by the field, Prakriti. Prakriti, you are interested, makes that rope stronger, fence, stronger fence, and higher security. And so this chapter's intention, realize that you are bound. You can get out of this one. You can make your field conducive to you so that 16, Jiva 16, moves towards the 18. This purpose of that one, how 16 can move towards the 18. If you think you are happy as within the fence, within the loka, nama and mantra, same thing, same talking. If you are thinking, so Prakriti can't help you. Sorry, you are happy. You are not interested in 18. You are happy there. Once the jiva, bahunam janmanam ante jnanavanman prapadyate, Bhagavad Gita talks about, after many lives, realizes, what a mess. How can I get out of this one? How to get out of that one? They realize, I'm bound by only name, fame, and same silly talk, my property, my family. How can I get out? After many lives, yogi realizes that it has to go towards the 18. I want the freedom. This Prakriti is making me mad. Tomorrow I will talk about that one. And Prakriti has bound me. How 16 can go to 18? That is the essence of all scriptures. All Vedas, all Upanishad, all Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita. What is in one word, one sentence, what is the message? How 16 can go to 18? That is the message of all scriptures. Jiva's number is 16. It's bound by 15 ropes. We have been pegged down with 15. How to liberate from the 15, move towards the 18. How to make use of the 17. 17, 17 will be conducive. Help us to move towards the 18. 18, it is the summary of all scripture is this one. Moving from 16 to 18, Sri Krishna slowly talks about how you loosen the ropes. Loosen the ropes so that you develop appetite for the 18. When you, as you start developing appetite for the 18, the shackles slowly get loosened. Prakriti will be conducive to you play. They will be very kind to you. And the yoga is all about knowing the kshetra, not get bogged down by the kshetra. You should know about the kshetrajna also. Yoga asana just being a bending and twisting beyond that one. Why I am doing the yoga? Yoga is divine. I want to know the kshetrajna. Purpose of yoga also, not only bending and twisting, not only a yoga for physiotherapy, it is also psychotherapy. I want to know the kshetrajna. That is the purpose of yoga. These five shlokas we will repeat. Arjuna vacha prakatim purusham chaiva kshetram kshetrajnyamevacha etad veditu icchami etad veditu icchami
etad veditu icchami
jnanam jneyam cha keshava Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Idam Shariram Kaunteya Kshetra Mitya Vidhiyate Etadyo Vetitam Prahu Kshetrajnam Iti Tadvidaha Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi
Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi
Sarva kshetreshu bharata
Sarva kshetreshu bharata
Kshetra kshetrajnayor jnanam
Kshetra kshetrajnayor jnanam
Yatta jnanam matam mama
Yatta jnanam matam mama
Tatkshetram yaccha yadrik
Tatkshetram yaccha yadrik
Cha yadvikari yatascayat Sachayo yat prabhavascha Tat samasena me shrunu Rishibir bahuda gitam Chando bhi vividai prutaka Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Etu Madbir Vinischitam Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum
Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum